Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Jackie Wickie, and she is the co-chairman of the Spring Craft Show for BPW. Coming up pretty soon, Jackie.
It sure is. Coming right up. Spring is here.
Isn't it amazing?
It is. Seems like we were just talking about the fall.
I know. And, you know, almost everybody I talk to says time just is going by so fast. It always used to just be older people who said that. Seems like to me it's kind of everybody.
That's right. Yeah. It used to be just older people.
Well, a lot of families have added many more activities to their lives, and it kind of goes with the season, and so it just marches on.
Well, everyone's busy.
Yes. So talking about season, it's you do have a fall craft show and a spring craft show, so that's kind of related to the season. So when is this spring craft show?
It's coming up on Saturday, April 8th, and it's out here at the Cass County Community Center at the 4-H Grounds. It's from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and we do have concession stand open, which we will be serving our sloppy joes, hot dogs, ham salad, potato salad, pies. So come on out, bring your friends, have lunch, and
or take it with you.
You bet. We've got to-go containers and take it home, have something for supper, or take one for those guys that will be in the field by then.
Or some, you know, folks are working. They say, well, I can't come to the craft show because I'm working. Well,
Come and get your food.
Yes, because it just happens twice a year that you can get that special food that you guys prepare. I know you have some great cooks and you have some special things you do. So
we do.
Yes. So remember that that's a possibility. And, of course, there are lots of vendors during this time. And usually if you fill the building to overflowing, any openings at this point?
We do have a few. Right now we have 45 different vendors that have already signed up. That's 61 spaces. So we have a few spaces left to fill, you know, for the last minute if it's needed. If you hear about the craft show and want to give Becky or I a call, that'd be great.
And so are there any limitations, any criteria that says, well, your whatever you're selling wouldn't apply?
No. We have some home-based businesses that will be there. You know, sometimes people just look for those, you know, to make an order or to have a party or something like that. We have the Tupperware, Lip Sense, Pink Zebra, 31 Gifts, Pampered Chef, the Osborne Books, and the Arbonne. And then we have lots and lots of crafters, you know.
And for some food.
And some baked goods.
Yes. Usually you have some cupcakes.
A little bit
some
of everything.
Candy,
a lot of holiday items.
Oh, sure, it's Easter.
You bet. It's Easter coming up just that next week.
So get prepared for those Easter baskets or your Easter entertaining.
Looks like we've got yard art coming and baked good honey, horseshoe art. That's always kind of a fun thing. Painted wine bottles, candles, fleece blankets, lots of rustic decor, quilts and runners, clocks, personalized mugs, therapy packs, which is the hot cold packs, birdhouses, which that's seasonal.
Yes,
that's what we
sure.
need out in our yards right now. Aprons, games, stuffed animals, jewelry, lots of jewelry, t-shirts, vinyl decals.
Sweatshirts?
T-shirts, it
but
says.
It's not so sweatshirts, okay.
She might have some that she brings along. I'm not real sure. Crocheted item and other types of clothing items. So lots of different things. Something for everyone.
I think so. From adults to little kids and from men to women, whatever your choice is, there's lots there. Do you know if you're going to have popcorn?
She usually comes. She's always right out there in the foyer.
Right.
She has her caramel corn and
all those barbecue sauces.
You bet she does.
Kind of good things. So just if you haven't been there for a while, even if there's nothing on your list, it's fun to go out, look around, and you'll probably find something you need.
Oh, you betcha. Yeah. Or something you want.
Exactly. Something that will trip your trigger, I guess some people say, because there are so many choices. So again, if you're at all interested, you know, there may be somebody listening who would like to be a vendor and is new to the area, so they need to do some contacting. Who should they contact?
You can call me and leave a message on my home phone, which is 243-4671, or Becky Bonnie at 254-0838. And either one of us will get back to you as soon as we get the message and get you the application or answer your questions.
And you are in the phone book, I'll bet.
Yes, I am.
Wiki, W-I-C-K-E-Y. Sometimes the phone numbers go by and they go, oh, what was that? Well, they can look for you in the phone book. Not everybody's still listed there, Jackie. So that's good to have some of you folks there.
Still a little old school.
Yes. Well, sometimes that's good, though. So if they want to be a vendor and you start out with a space and then they can have more than one space, how big is the space and how much does it cost? I think, don't you have 8-foot tables?
Yes, it's 8-foot tables that we provide if that's what's needed. Or if you don't need the table, you can tell us, and it's like a 10-foot space. And I think it's about 4 foot in, use room for you to be behind and mm-hmm. have just a little bit of storage and then someone right to the mm-hmm. left or right of you. Becky's real good at arranging the building so that everyone has plenty of room and easy to see everything.
And all of us shoppers can get around and see everything. So that, you know, that's a challenge, isn't it?
But it is.
She's been doing it a few years, I think.
She knows how to do it.
Experience.
She takes care of that part. I take care of the other part.
That's great. So let's see. As I recall, there is a fee to get in, a great big fee.
There is. It's 50 cents admission, but that gives you a ticket that goes into a drawing that we have about every 20 minutes or so. Each one of our vendors donates a small gift from what they are selling, and we give away the door prizes. But a lot of our vendors like to know how many people come through the door for a one-day show. That makes a big difference to them, you know, as they're loading and unloading and hauling and everything. We have a great amount of people that come through on a one-day show. We can usually figure to 450 people that come through.
That's amazing.
Yes, it is.
And you have to have some way to count them. So,
mm-hmm.
And that 50 cents, of course, just adds to the money that you're raising for good purposes.
It does. We do so many things here in the community, and we're one of the leading BPW organizations in Iowa.
The biggest one of. You are the leader.
It is.
Yes.
Atlantic, we've got it. You bet.
Yes.
So, but we do a lot for the community. We cook and donate the food for a community meal that's held every week at the Parish Center. We donate every year for the summer and the Christmas matinees at the Atlantic Theater. We give to the Table of Mercy that takes care of people over in the Omaha area each week for food. We help with the Atlantic Police Department Shop with a Cop. We've helped with the Haiti Mission for the United Church of Christ. We've given to the Cass County Extension Crockpot Program, which helps to teach families how to cook in the crock pot to make a good meal.
In other ways, yes.
The YMCA, we've got the banner program going on. We help with the Iowa Western Jazz and Wine. We've given to the trophy programs at the Cass County Fair, the Atlantic High School swim team. There's a young man from Omaha that was needing help to go on a mission trip, so we've given money to him before. The Trojan Locker, the Atlantic Senior Center. We gave money to the County Hospital for the 3D mammography machine. We gave money this last spring to the grounds committee for the fairgrounds because we ran out of tables last year.
Mm-hmm.
So we donated some more tables that everyone
Done
will be able
you.
To use
yes.
when they have something going on out there. We've given money to the Atlantic Specialty Care to help with the Easter egg hunt. And we do have a five-year, $500 commitment to the Ann Wickman Center to help with their needs, things like that. The Hitchcock House, the Atlantic Library Summer Reading Program, Cass County Museum. So it kind of goes all over
from
the county.
From babies to the elderly.
That's right.
You've got
it sure does.
There.
And then our scholarships.
Yes. Now, and the interesting thing, you know, when you list off all those, I think those are ones you've given money to, but you also give a lot of time. You're not... many of those, not just money, but you're involved personally.
We sure are. You know, it takes a lot of manpower to do anything. You know, anything that people like to come to town to do, it's always somebody in a group behind there that has to provide that time and energy to
That's
do it
right.
for everyone to enjoy.
That's right. So we need to remind folks how they can kind of help support all those things.
Just come out to the Cass County 4-H building Saturday, April 8th for our Spring Craft Show. It's 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And come on out and have lunch with us and check everything out with all the vendors.
And it's always fun to visit with folks.
You bet. Come on out.
We want to thank you very much, Jackie Wickie, co-chair of the Spring Craft Show. from the Business and Professional Women. We say we just roll off BPW, but just in case, Business and Professional Women is what that stands for. So until next time, here's a thought. If you are successful, it is because somewhere, sometime, someone gave you a life or an idea that started you in the right direction.